We have a lot of students back, so we want to welcome back the Blinn College students and the Texas A&M University students. Welcome back. I know you had your classes today. Some of the topics we wanted to discuss today would be parking issues because, you know, it's the first week of school. You're trying to get your schedules down and get from A to B. We got people going to work. So typically the campuses fill up with parking real quickly, and that tends to overflow into the neighborhoods around. So the Bryan Police Department and the College Station Police Department want to remind you of some parking tips. Simple things like you don't want to park someone's private drive in a neighborhood. We get phone calls like that usually at the beginning of the semester. People are blocked in on their driveway. Always want to park with the flow of traffic. Always park as close to the curb as you can. You know, 18 inches is to be specific on how close you need to be. We'll have people parked, you know, a couple feet out in the road at times, and it can hinder the flow of traffic. Please look around for a fire hydrant. You don't want to park within 15 feet in either direction of a fire hydrant. Don't want to block city dumpsters so people can get their trash picked up. And, of course, sidewalks or crosswalks. We don't want to park at those and never in an intersection. I've seen that a couple times in some neighborhoods. People are trying to squeeze a car in into an intersection there. And please don't block people's mailboxes because they can't get their mail. And, when you know, people got to pay their bills. So we get calls about that. But things to think about is always rely on the A&M bus system. They have a wonderful bus system that gets people around. It's very reliable and goes in Bryan College Station area. And ever think about carpooling with your neighbor or roommate? There's an idea. Get your schedules and sit down and see if there's times when y'all can ride together. Arrive early to where you're going. It gives you time to study, of course. That's a common sense kind of thing. And always look at your semester schedule and just see. You'll know by the end of this week whether if you're co-enrolled, if this schedule's working for you, and if it's too tight or putting you under some stress, think about maybe a change in a class there while you can, where it won't cost you any money, and get your schedule rearranged where you can get to A to B safer and a lot faster without putting yourself in a bind.
And in the meantime, make sure you allow yourself some extra time because you might have found that parking space the first time, but there's a lot of folks out there in competition.
Yeah, so you make the loop. There's someone squeezing in. That doesn't help. But we had a really good weekend. I went by the Voices for Children. They did their rebuild, their five-day rebuild down there in downtown Bryan on Main Street. What an outstanding support from the community. I know they're very thankful. They had so many people up there volunteering, and it looks really good in there. I can't wait to see. They have an open house coming up. I'll have to figure out when that is. But great job with that this weekend. We had the MLK parade, the Freedom Walk. I got to be a part of that with some of the chiefs, and it was a great time. We had a good time. There was singing. There was dancing. Weather was great. So that went off without a hitch. I had a really good time.
All right. I have less than a minute.
All right. We had a major accident this weekend. We had a nine-year-old child pass away over there on Highway 30. So that is a fatality investigation that the Traffic Safety Unit will be investigating. So they'll be out there tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the 10,000 block of Highway 30 near Nuns Joan Road. And the eastbound lanes will be shut down. So it'll be down to one lane each. So please be careful going through there. Look for them. They'll be on foot in the area walking around diagramming the scene. And also, Citizens Police Academy, we only have 5 people signed up for it right now. It starts February 10th. The English one does. Spanish one starts February 7th. Call me at the police department. I'll get you that application. I will help you get in that class. It's free, 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 and a lot of fun. 209-5300, 209-5300.
Very good, John. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
John Agnew, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.